Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been warning you for a long time about rhinos. Republicans in name only, the establishment. Republicans that I told you were working against Donald Trump the entire time he was in the White House. The Republicans that don't actually go to war with Democrats who are trying to destroy the country, but will actually do more to harm real conservatives because they're afraid of losing their power. Now, when you think of this, you think of people like Mitt Romney, right? You think about people like Liz Cheney. Well, you need to add to that list now the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Now, this is a guy that I've known for a long time. McCarthy's a guy that claims he's a hardcore conservative Tea Party guy. But the reality is he hated Donald Trump when he was the president. And he hated the fact that Donald Trump was bigger than him. And he hated the fact he had to work with Donald Trump. Hated the fact that Donald Trump overshadowed what he and the other Republican scumbags around him were trying to do. And we now know who the real Kevin McCarthy is. Number one, he's a liar. Number two, he's not the right leader of the Republican Party in the House. This is a guy that has not called for Nancy Pelosi to resign or Adam Schiff to resign or anybody else like that to resign after it's been exposed that they knew that when they were impeaching Donald Trump, they were doing it based on a dossier based on information that they knew was actually paid for by the Democratic National Committee and by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Kevin McCarthy has not been calling out any of these people the way that he should, talking about how they tried to overthrow the will of the people, that this was a coup attempt by the Democratic Party. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, you would think if you're the head of the Republican Party and you get confirmation that the Democrats, like Adam Schiff, did in fact know, right? They knew it while it was happening, that when they were impeaching the president, they were impeaching him off of a story that they created, they fabricated. You would think in that capacity that he would use his position of power as the House Minority Leader to actually call out these individuals for what they were trying to do and trying to accomplish. Again, Kevin McCarthy has never done that. But what we do know now, through leaked secret audio recordings, is that he was wanting the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, to resign January the 6th, or after January the 6th, in private leadership of the Republican Party phone calls. Now, this is after they'd already tried to get rid of Donald Trump not once, but twice. They had tried to undermine his entire presidency. Now, I'm going to play for you these secret recordings that have just been unearthed. This also tells you that Kevin McCarthy is a liar, because Kevin McCarthy said that he never called or was going to call for Donald Trump to resign. What we know from the audio recordings is the exact opposite of that, is that Kevin McCarthy actually was going to urge Donald Trump to resign, contradicting what he had said before. He had lied to us, the American people, and this is the guy in charge of the Republican Party right now. Now, in this leadership phone call, he is having a conversation that you're about to hear with Liz Cheney. Now, we know how much Liz Cheney sucks at life, and we know that she's nothing more than a hardcore leftist Democrat. Take a listen to this back and forth just 4 days after the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance it'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversation about Pence pardoning. Again, I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
It would be my recommendation that he should resign. Now, Kevin McCarthy has come out and he has lied over and over again, saying that he never did anything like this. This is the House Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy. He told fellow GOP lawmakers shortly after January the 6th, the Capitol insurrection, that he would urge then-President Donald Trump to resign, according to the audio posted late last night by the New York Times. In that recording, 4 days after January the 6th, okay, so this is after a few days to be able to like get your head around what did or didn't happen, how big of a deal this was or wasn't. During that recording on January the 10th, McCarthy is heard discussing the Democratic efforts to remove Trump from office and saying he would tell Trump, I think it will pass, and it would be my recommendation he should resign. It's unclear whether McCarthy is in the line to become House Speaker if Republicans gain control during the fall midterm elections, followed through on his thinking, or is merely spitballing ideas shared privately with his colleagues, quote unquote, in the aftermath of the deadly Capitol assault. In the same conversation, McCarthy told his colleagues he doubted Trump would take the advice to step aside. That would be my recommendation, McCarthy is heard saying in response to a question from Liz Cheney, who, as you know, has emerged as a staunch Trump critic. I don't think he will take it, but I don't know. Earlier on Thursday, after the Times published their initial story describing this conversation, McCarthy has released a statement calling it totally false and wrong. His spokesman had told the paper McCarthy never said he called Trump to say that he should resign. Well, they baited McCarthy. They didn't run with the audio first. They just reported on it, and then they fought back, and then all of a sudden the recording came out. Oops. Kevin McCarthy's press guy has not responded to questions about the audio release after they lied to the American people. Representatives for Trump have also not responded immediately after this video or this audio recording came out. The audio threatens to, quote, badly damage the relationship between Kevin McCarthy and Trump. No. Let me rephrase the way it should be written. The audio threatens to badly damage the relationship Kevin McCarthy has with the conservative movement. Kevin McCarthy is a guy that has not called for Adam Schiff to resign, has not called for Joe Biden to resign over his corruption with Hunter Biden, hasn't called for any of the Democrats that went rogue trying to overthrow the will of the people in a free and fair election by lying about Russian collusion to resign. He hasn't called for anybody, but he's sitting there talking to Liz Cheney on this audio recording. And this is, you got to understand, this isn't like some random conversation. This is an actual phone call, to be very clear, of the Republican leadership and how they will respond to the Democrats trying to impeach Donald Trump after January the 6th. So understand context on this is extremely important. Context, I would argue, is everything in this. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do next, right? They're trying to figure out what comes next. They're trying to figure out how they're going to roll moving forward on this. And so he's on tape saying, and he lied about it again last night, oh, I was never going to tell Donald Trump to resign. That's exactly what he said to Liz Cheney. Now, if you want to know why Democrats are winning in Washington so much, you want to know why Democrats are able to get away with what they got away with against Donald Trump and the slanders and the attacks and the trying to overthrow the will of the people, you should now understand it clearly. If the head of the Republican Party in Congress, Kevin McCarthy, is saying and doing these things behind the scenes, then you should understand how much time they were spending trying to undermine Donald Trump while he was in the White House. It also tells you how much they were obsessed with power. Kevin McCarthy didn't like playing second fiddle to Donald Trump. Mitt Romney was the same way. Liz Cheney, the same way. Adam Kinzinger, the same way. They hated the fact that Donald Trump sucked up all the oxygen, right? They hated that Donald Trump was the one that was getting the headlines, that Donald Trump was the one that was out there making headlines and doing big things. They hated it. And so what did they decide to do? They decided to undermine him for 4 years. They didn't actually defend the president. They were probably behind the scenes trying to figure out how they could weaken him, because they'd rather be in the minority and have a big microphone than actually have to sit back and let Donald Trump lead. It's no different than what I told you about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney wanted to get rid of Donald Trump so that he could get back on TV and actually matter. That's exactly why this happened.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. Happened. I want to get back to not trusting conservatives right now. And there's another aspect of this. I want to bring in another part of this equation. You look at Kevin McCarthy and you look at what he did to Donald Trump, and we look at the lies coming from him. This is the guy in charge of the Republican Party, right? This is the Tea Party conservative guy that's the majority, you know, the minority leader right now in the House. He's next in line to become Speaker of the House. If Republicans win in the midterms, this guy shouldn't be the Speaker of the House, by the way, based on what we now know about him. But how do you rein in these people when they betray you the way that Kevin McCarthy clearly has done? Well, insult another issue right now, and that's Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's the former Democratic presidential candidate that was ousted by the Democratic Party. They hated her, right? She's spawn of Satan. Tulsi Gabbard has now lawyered up to fight against another conservative, I say that with air quotes, Mitt Romney, as well as another guy that's slandering her, Keith Olbermann. Now, this is a very interesting thing because Tulsi Gabbard actually served her country. And she's now been accused of being treasonous for her comments that she's made about the war in Ukraine by Mitt Romney. And she said, all right, I've had enough of this crap. I'm going to hold you accountable, Mitt Romney. I'm going to lawyer up. I'm going to lawyer up for libel. Because I'm tired of people like Mitt Romney winning is basically what Tulsi has decided to do here. Which I love, by the way, which is exactly what every conservative should be doing right now against Kevin McCarthy. Like, the hell with Kevin McCarthy at this point, knowing what he said about Donald Trump after January the 6th, knowing that he hadn't called for any of the Democrats to resign when they were trying to overthrow the will of the people with a coup attempt based on a fake Russian dossier, which they paid for. Never out there telling people to resign for that, but a Republican, Donald Trump, some people do some things on January the 6th, and he's like, well, I'm going to tell him he should resign. Never said that, he says, right? I never said that. Then they bust him. They entrapped him. It was perfectly done, by the way, by the New York Times. And this shows you how stupid Kevin McCarthy is. I never said that. And then they're like, okay, well, now that you're on the record is declaring that you never said this, we have the audio and we'll leak that. And now what are you going to say? It's time for us to start suing more, folks. It's time for us to start playing to win. You know, we sued over vaccines mandates and we won. We sued over mask mandates and we won. Tulsi Gabbard is saying, all right, I'm going to lawyer up against Mitt Romney. I'm not going to let Mitt Romney walk around and slander me and what I said or what I didn't say and say that what I said was treasonous. Like, you're a United States senator. I'm not going to let it fly. And maybe we should all learn something from Tulsi Gabbard on this one. Take a listen.
It's considered totally out of bounds to question someone's patriotism because of a political difference in Washington. That was called McCarthyism. And only the lowest sort of people engaged in that. Now it's completely par for the course for people on the left to accuse you of treason if you dare to disagree with Joe Biden in any way. Case in point, Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat and a former sitting member of Congress, challenged the idea that it would be a good policy for the United States to fight a hot war with Russia. For saying that, and by the way, she speaks for the overwhelming majority of Americans in making that obvious point, but for doing it, members of both parties called her a traitor. Quote, Tulsi Gabbard is parroting false Russian propaganda, wrote Mitt Romney of Utah. Her treasonous lies may well cost lives. Keith Olbermann, who is ludicrous but still alive, agreed. He said Tulsi Gabbard is a, quote, Russian asset who belongs in jail. Now, this kind of stuff flies around the internet all day long, and most people just kind of shrug it off and keep moving. But Tulsi Gabbard doesn't seem like she's going to. She's on the verge tonight of taking legal action against both Mitt Romney and Keith Olbermann. We should tell you, you probably know, Tulsi Gabbard is a U.S. Army Reserve officer. She joins us tonight to explain her decision. Congresswoman, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker.
So how do you plan to respond to this?
Well, first of all, let me say that I took an oath. As you mentioned, I still serve in the U.S. Army Reserves today. I'm a lieutenant colonel. And 19 years ago, when I enlisted in the military, I took an oath to support and defend our Constitution. I took that very same oath when I was elected to serve in Congress, where I served for 8 years. Senator Mitt Romney has taken that oath, as has every other member of Congress who has had the privilege of serving. And if Mitt Romney had read the Constitution, he would know that treason, the crime that he's accusing me of that is punishable by death, is so serious that our founders deemed it to be the only crime worthy of being defined in our Constitution. And so the situation that we're facing here is a very serious one, not because it's about me, but because it has a much bigger impact on our country. When powerful and influential people basically threaten and intimidate people into silence, as Mitt Romney, Keith Olbermann, and others are doing, they're hoping to achieve that effect, that if anybody dares speak out against the government, that if anybody dares to criticize whatever the permanent Washington establishment's narrative is, then you will be smeared as a traitorous, treasonous traitor. And frankly, it also, if Mitt Romney is seriously believes that I have committed treason, why hasn't he brought any evidence or brought charges? He clearly doesn't care that there are any consequences, or, as I mentioned, he's just trying to intimidate and bully me and others into silence.
Let me ask a question. So Mitt Romney famously dodged the war in Vietnam. He's a coward. You serve in the U.S. military, so you talk to people who also serve and who might be called to fight this war against Russia. Of the people you know who are currently serving in the U.S. military, how many believe that raising questions about whether a war with Russia is a good idea constitutes treason? Do a lot of your fellow officers think what you said is treasonous?
Not a single person that I know that I've had the privilege of serving with, and even those who I don't know personally, who take this oath to support and defend our Constitution, to be loyal to our country, wearing the uniform, knowing that we can be called to give our lives in service to our country at any time, I'm confident in saying that they would not agree with his accusations.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. The people who actually face the risk understand we need the conversation.
I go back to what Tulsi Gabbard is saying here. Mitt Romney's the guy throwing this crap around, right? He's the guy throwing it around, and oh, it's treasonous. Get a lawyer, just like she's talking about doing, and sue. Is there any downside to suing at this point, knowing what she just said? I would argue no. Don't let him get away with it. Whatever you do, don't let them get away with it. These are the scumbags that get away with this stuff because they think that the media is going to protect them. Right? That they think that this is all about the media. And they can say whatever they want or do whatever they want, just like Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is a guy that none of us as conservatives should trust, because McCarthy said he would urge Trump to resign, lied about it, then lied about it again yesterday. Guys like Mitt Romney, who are toxic, we should kick them out of the Republican Party. And this audio clearly shows that the number one Republican in the House of Representatives was planning to urge Trump to resign, not Democrats, after they were trying to overthrow the government for 4 years. No. He never came out for that. Did he call out for a special prosecutor on half the stuff that the Democrats have done that we know about? No. But he's going to urge Donald Trump to resign. And I think the worst part about it is the fact that he's having the conversation with Liz Cheney and all of the Republican leadership. This isn't like he was spitballing at dinner in an undercover video. This is on the official call of the Republican leadership of the House of Representatives 4 days after January the 6th. I don't think the president's going to listen to me, but I'm going to tell him he needs to resign. Did the president run down there and burn up the Capitol or break in? No. Did he tell people to go peacefully? Yes. Did he say go down there and torch the place, break into the place, rip down the barriers, attack police? No. But you got to wonder now, whose side is Kevin McCarthy on? I mean, we still have this January 6th commission. At this point, I think it's pretty clear that Kevin McCarthy's in favor of that January 6th commission. And one of the reasons why he's probably in favor of the January 6th commission is because he wants to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't ever get back to the White House. Because if Donald Trump gets back to the White House, Kevin McCarthy's no longer the big dog. And these people like Mitt Romney and Kevin McCarthy would rather be in the minority and have some power than be in the majority, change things for this country, and not be in charge, not be the top dog.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. By the way, there's a lot of conservatives in the establishment right now, just so you know, that are trying to defend Kevin McCarthy saying that this is a takedown job on him. So you must stand by Kevin McCarthy because they're trying to take him down, right? This is all, you know, this is all MSNBC and the New York Times, and you need to stand by and don't believe the fake news, right, of MSNBC. Don't be bamboozled, okay? Don't be that stupid, all right? Don't let them do this to you, okay? Don't be this dumb. Kevin McCarthy is not your friend, folks. He's a friend of the Democrats. Now, you may say, well, why then are Democrats trying to take him down? Because it's fun for them. It's sport. It's exciting for them. They had a great story about Kevin McCarthy right before the midterms. They do want to weaken Republicans in general right now. And this is a big I gotcha story, but it doesn't mean it's not a valid one. Right. For once, the Democrats actually did something that should be good for conservatives to help expose the shadiness of the Republicans involved. I want you to listen to how MSNBC broke this story on Rachel Maddow's show. Now, this is all coming out of a book, This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, The Battle for America's Future, a book by Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns. And they set this up, and you should be upset about this, that Kevin McCarthy is this much of a liberal, of a turncoat. He's a useful idiot for the left. And he's been a useful idiot for them for years. And now they realize, okay, we've got a thing on him, so we'll exploit it. And maybe it'll hurt the Republican Party come the midterms. Listen.
Here's what Mr. Burns and Mr. Martin say about Kevin McCarthy. Quote, on January 10th, so 4 days after the attack on the Capitol, Kevin McCarthy convened a small group of House Republican leaders to share his thinking. Speaking with just three other top Republicans on a private call, McCarthy said he might call on Trump to resign. He conferred for more than 45 minutes with Steve Scalise, Liz Cheney, and Tom Emmer, the Minnesota congressman who led the House Republicans campaign committee. The usually upbeat Mr. McCarthy was audibly anguished. The gravity of the attack was still sinking in, and it seemed increasingly clear to him that he had to break with Trump. It was finally time to end their alliance. His plan, McCarthy said on that January 10th call, was to approach President Trump and tell him it was inevitable that Congress would impeach him, and it was time for him to go. He envisioned telling Trump of an impeachment resolution, quote, I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation you should resign.
Now, right there in the book, immediately Kevin McCarthy's going to come out and tell you that's not true. I never said that. And they set up Kevin McCarthy to lie. Right? They set up Kevin McCarthy and his team to lie to you. And they did it perfectly. They didn't say they had audio, right? That would reveal that the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Trump admitted bearing some responsibility for the Capitol attack, and on this phone call he was going to tell the president he should resign, right? That didn't happen, okay? That part never happened, he says. Well, we now know he lied to us.
I think this will pass, meaning the impeachment resolution will pass, meaning you will be impeached. Quote, it would be my recommendation that you should resign. McCarthy said near the end of the call, quote, I've had it with this guy. What he did was unacceptable. Nobody can defend that. And
I've had it with this guy. Kevin McCarthy, the guy in charge of the Republican Party in the House, the top Republican right now in America, with Donald Trump gone, right? With Donald Trump gone, he said on the phone with these other four Republicans, I've had it with this guy. What he did was unacceptable. Nobody can defend that, and nobody should defend it. So burn Donald Trump at the stake. That's what Kevin McCarthy said on the call, which, of course, he lies to you until you never happened. Now we know it actually did.
Nobody should defend it. Now, it is one thing to know that Kevin McCarthy once felt that way and once told his colleagues that he intended to do those things that he described. And of course, now you couldn't slide a sheet of paper between him and Trump. He decided to just jettison those apparently principled concerns and pledge his loyalty to Trump once again. I mean, that's one thing that tells you something about Mr. McCarthy. In their new book, Mr. Martin and Mr. Burns call it simply surrender by Mr. McCarthy. That's the word they use. But, you know, it's another thing entirely for him to deny that this all happened when, in fact, it happened. In a statement to the New York Times earlier today, a spokesman for Kevin McCarthy issued a flat denial that McCarthy ever said he would push Trump to resign. That spokesman said, quote, McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign.
By the way, this is, I love Rachel Maddow right now for doing this. Right. And again, this is the defense that Kevin McCarthy is going to use. So don't be bamboozled. They're going to tell you this is just some evil corruption here. Right. Right. This is just some slanderous attack on him. And don't fall for it. And Kevin McCarthy's never said this. Well, he did say it. Well, we got on recording and he said it. And so there's a problem there. And they're going to tell you, well, Kevin McCarthy, they're trying to destroy this hardcore conservative in Kevin McCarthy. They're trying to destroy a man that's standing up for you and our conservative values. That's how they're going to sell this. And don't buy in to the New York Times and don't buy in to MSNBC and what they're telling you right now. Don't do it. Look, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right? The story that you're hearing right now from MSNBC and the New York Times, good on them for getting this one. I don't have a problem with it. They're not lying to us. They're telling the truth on this one. Believe them on this one, folks. Like, literally, believe them. Kevin McCarthy did say this. Kevin McCarthy did say he was done with this guy, referring to Donald Trump. Kevin McCarthy did say he was going to tell the president to resign. Whether he did or didn't, we don't know. But what we do know is this guy is doing more to hurt the Republican movement and conservatives than he is to actually stand up for against the hardcore leftist Democrats that tried to overthrow the will of the people. The New York Times, McCarthy on Trump after January 6th, I've had it with this guy, quote unquote. Does that sound like a guy you want to be Speaker of the House? Not for me.
McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign. To further clarify, you should also know that NBC News reached out to the congressman's office following that statement, specifically asking again and drilling down on the question of whether or not Mr. McCarthy said he would push President Trump to resign. His spokesman responded saying, quote, no, he did not. Leader McCarthy also issued a statement himself today saying in part, quote, the New York Times reporting on me is totally false and wrong. The problem with these denials from Mr. McCarthy and his office is that we have now obtained audio of that January 10th phone call that Leader McCarthy held with other top Republicans, in which he in fact said he's going to call Trump and tell him that he must resign. The authors of this new book, Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns from the New York Times, they have shared that audio of this call with us so that we can share it with you tonight, so that you can know that when Kevin McCarthy denies that this happened, he is not telling the truth.
By the way, I wish you would have just called it what it is. He's a liar. Kevin McCarthy's lying to you. And Kevin McCarthy, the head of the Republican leadership in the House, the guy who's, you know, if we win back the House in the midterm elections, will become the Speaker of the House, in theory, is a guy that spent more time undermining Donald Trump than supporting Donald Trump. And now he wants you to act like this never happened. He says, I never said this. This never happened. Okay, well, we've got the audio recording, so we know you're a liar.
Here it is.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance it'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversations about Pence pardoning. Again, I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
I don't know what else to say at this point. But if you think that Kevin McCarthy is the guy to be in charge of the Republican Party, you're an idiot. If you think that Kevin McCarthy is a guy that you can trust, you're an idiot. If you think that Kevin McCarthy is an individual that is going to support what we believe in, what hardcore conservatives believe in, and what got Donald Trump to the White House, you're an idiot. This guy may have been undermining the president the entire time Donald Trump was the president, based on these phone calls with only four top people, one of them being Liz Cheney. There is a certain time when you stop defending your own and you go after your own when they're not what they told you they were. And that is exactly why you should make sure that everybody you know knows what Kevin McCarthy has done. That hopefully, to use his words, this won't pass, right? He's like, oh, I think this will pass. Okay, and that's probably what he's saying today. Well, this will pass, right? I'll just keep going out there acting like I'm a big conservative MAGA guy and this will pass. Let's not let that happen. Let's make sure we find someone else to do a better job. Let's make sure, okay, that Kevin McCarthy is not the leader of the Republican Party, because we do not need a guy like this who is a fraud leading the Republican Party. Clearly he's not fighting for us, folks. That's obvious. Make sure you share this podcast. Hit that subscribe or auto download button so that you can continue to get this podcast each and every day. Please tell your friends about it. Write us a 5-star review. That helps us tremendously reach more conservatives with the truth when you write us a review. It helps us tremendously on the podcast charts. So if you'll do that as well, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.